Why don't you just say, Sue cows, come bossy.
I can get them to come from the pasture.
Calling.
Is there a way to make them stand still while you're milking?
You tell them Sue. Oh.
What about calling a cow? How do you do that? A little baby.
The little, call them Kaffy. Come, Kaffy.
What do you say to the mules or horses to make them go left and right?
To go left, you'd say haw. To go right, you'd say gee.
Okay, what about getting the horses in from the pasture? Now, you said you didn't ever do that, right? What do you say to a horse to get him to move on faster?
Get up.
Stop it.
Whoa.
What about the pigs? Call them in.
Pig.
Is that the same thing if you're ready to feed them? Is that how you call them?
Yes.
Okay. What about calling the sheep? Okay. What about chickens?
Chick.
Okay. Well, if you want to get the horses ready to go somewhere, you say, I want them.
Harness.
When you're driving a horse, what are you holding in your hand?
Reins.
Suppose you're riding a horse. What are you guiding with?
The reins or the bridle.
What do you put your feet into when you're riding horseback?
Stirrups.
If you have two horses, the horse on the left is called?
Lead horse.
And if something's not right near at hand, you say it's just a little?
Way off.
If you've been traveling and have not finished your journey, you might say that you have a?
Quite a way to go.
If something's very common, you don't have to look for it in a special place, you would say that you can find that just about?
Anywhere.
If he slipped on the ice and fell this way, he fell.
Back.
This way?
Forward.
Did you ever catch any fish? And you might say not. Say no.
No, not a one.
A schoolboy might fail a scolding teacher. Why is she blaming me?
I haven't done anything.
Somebody apologized for breaking your rake, and you said, that's all right, I didn't like it.
In the first place.
A crying child might say he was eating candy and didn't give me
any.
Now that boy's full. When he grows up, you might say he'll have his trouble.
With others.
Okay. If you have a good yield of wheat, you might say we raised a big
crop.
And what are the trenches cut by a plow?
Furrows.
If you got rid of all the brush and trees on the land, you would say that you did what?
You cleared it.
The second cutting of clover or grass is called what?
Just second. Cutting.
If the wheat is tied, then it's tied up into a
bundle.
And these bundles then are piled up into
shocks.
How many sheaves are there?
12.
Okay. You might say we raise 40 what of wheat to an acre?
Bushels.
What have you got to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest?
Thresh them.
Okay. If you and another man have got to do a job, when you told him about it, you say you and
you and I must do this.
Okay. If you're not speaking to him, just talking about it, you'd say, the job is for... If you were telling her about the job, you'd say, the job is for...
The job is not finished. The job is for us to do.
If some friends of yours are coming over to see me, you say...
They're come over tonight.
And if you're going with them, you say that out.
I'll go along with them.
If you knock at the door and they say, who's there? They know your voice, and so you say it.
It is I.
Okay, comparing how tall you are, you say, he's not as tall as
I am.
Comparing how tall you are again, you say, I'm not as
tall as he.